SCR and 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane. I took my call out there a while ago. I thought I missed you. I've been on the phone with KN4RJN, John, and we've been talking about Bernice's hip surgery. How's your day going?
Hit a deer. It's going well. I'm on the way home. I didn't hear you. I identified a little bit ago through my call out, but I didn't hear you. I was listening to music again. Maybe I had it too loud.
Now that's my cold ginger ale sitting over here. I gotta walk over and pick it up. Be right back. We walk off with the heating pad wrapped around me and Velcro shut. Not a good idea.
Not. How is John doing? Is he recovering well from the surgery?
He's doing fine. It sounds like there's a considerable amount of misery there for the first week or two, but he's getting to where now he can lift his leg up where he said he could put it up on his desk. But it takes a while to get over it because they got to cut through a lot of soft tissue to get down there to that bone. That's a pretty good size operation.
A couple of people, or known of a couple of people that have had it done, and they're usually up and about pretty quickly. I'm not saying there's no pain involved, but one of the guys I work with that I'm pretty close with, oh, beautiful owl just flew in front of me, goodness. One of the guys I'm close with at work, he had his knee replaced, and he was out for 6 months with that before they let him come back to work. He was on a walker for several weeks and said it takes longer to recover from that than the hip surgery.
I know that quite a bit. Well, I remember many years ago, when I was working at the hospital, my boss picked up a bar dowel. They're kind of brown and whitish. And it was sitting alongside the road in a snowstorm, and he thought it'd been hit by a car. And he brought it back to the hospital, and we hid it back in the back room of the maintenance shop for a long time. And unbeknownst to the hospital, they snuck it in there at night and took an x-ray of it. That would have lost somebody their job, and nothing was broke. And so we called game management, of course, and they finally got out there. But before that, Steve had taken it outside. I got pictures of me with it sitting on my arm. And if you think they ain't got power in those talons, you got another thing coming. I mean, I had a big, thick jacket on, and wow, that thing could grip. But it was real tame. He didn't fly around or nothing. You just put your arm down there in front of it and it'd climb up on it. So when it took off that day outside, it flew over the parking lot and crashed out in the field next to it. So they got it, and then finally DNR or whatever you called it up there in Missouri come out, and they discovered that owl was blind is the reason that it was sitting there like that. Well, to sum it up, they took the owl, and they was going to have to destroy it, but an owl has some senses that other things don't, and they can actually echo range, kind of like a porpoise, to actually help them see at night and kill their, you know, mice or whatever they're after. Therefore, they let it live and took it to a facility someplace. I don't know if it was a zoo or what, but they could put a live prey out there in front of it and echo range it and go down there and kill it, and it could feed itself. I thought that was pretty amazing.
Amazing. I didn't realize they had that range finder built in like that, echo range finder. I knew they could see really well, those big eyes. They're adapted to nighttime, but they are beautiful creatures. Have you ever seen the video done on a sound stage? two or three guys, and they fly these birds, or have these birds fly across the stage. I think they have a dove, and then a hawk, and then they have an owl, and they record the sound that it makes, and how the owl makes no sound when it flies through the air.
No, I didn't know that, Shane. Well, I think the way they echo range somehow is because of the separation between their ears and that. And somehow they can triangulate the prey. But it's really a God-given gift, I'll tell you that. It's amazing. But I talked to a guy on here one day, and he actually said, someday I'll come get you, Tom, and take you with me. And he flew, I don't know what they are, peregrine falcons or whatever it is. I doubt if it's that breed, but he flew falcons and hunted with them. I can't remember where he was located. Do you remember that, Bernice? She remembers it like I do, but I can't remember where it was. It was about 30 or 40 miles from here. Can't even do that. We saw an episode of Mountain Men one time, and the old boy that's the star of it and his brother went out and released one that he'd had for years. But first they showed us how it hunted and picked up a jackrabbit. It was pretty amazing.
And 4ZLK, I feel like I remember hearing you talking to someone who said he was a falconer, whatever they call him, falconeer. But I didn't hear the whole conversation, and I have no idea what his call was. My dog and I were outside one day at the house, not too long ago, and I heard a squirrel just screeching away, and I could tell it was moving, and a hawk flew with the squirrel in its talons, flew from one of the trees down to the ground on the other side of the driveway, and you could hear the squirrel just screeching away, and then my dog took off running down there towards the hawk. The hawk let the squirrel go and flew off up in the tree, and then my dog came back up to me, and the squirrel was in too bad a shape, it couldn't move, and wasn't long that hawk was back down there, grabbed it again, and flew off.
Something you never forget, this is NZRTR. I was on the road to the probably from the game refuge over in St. Paul, Kansas, and I was on a back road, and I come around a real sharp curve on dirt roads, of course, in Kansas, and a hawk swooped in and picked a squirrel off of the side of a tree there, and man, you could see the fur flying that, but that sucker never turned loose of that squirrel. He flew off with it. It was a big red squirrel.
They're pretty amazing creatures, aren't they? I love watching them. My wife can't. She doesn't like them because of the fact that they kill other animals like that. But I think it's pretty cool, and I think they're an amazing animal.
Well, absolutely. It's the evolution. They got to survive, I don't know if I ID'd there or not with that last one. This is NZRTR. But It's just part of life. When you watch those life below zero things, they explain that about the Alaskan people teaching their children their heritage and how to respect the animal, but they still had to kill it to eat, And I did that with my kids. They'd come out to the garage, and Bernice and I'd be cleaning squirrels or rabbits or whatever. And they were, curious about it. They never stayed too long, but they always asked, Dad, what's this and what's that? And I don't see anything wrong with it at all, because we didn't waste it.
I think it's good for kids to learn what it means to take a life like that. But to not take it, not do it haphazardly, there's a kind of a sadness about it, but also, that you realize the importance of life in that too, in that moment. It's not something to play around with. guy you were talking to, was he, you remember, was it KQ4QHV? A guy named Nick? Was that who it was?
KQ4QHV. And his name is Nicholas Bennett in La France, South Carolina. It sure could have been, Shane. Man, you got a memory.
What if it was a memory or not, it was a, what do they call it, a external hard drive memory that helped me out there.
It shows him on QRZ down around Pendleton, and you know more about that, south of Clemson.
Somebody's listening in on the conversation, or was, and they texted me that name. It wasn't me that remembered it.
Well, that's good. And I knew you got a text because you got the same kind of, well, I use it because it's an R. And I heard it twice there, and I thought, but that's what it is. And I was right about one thing. He's 38.1 miles. That's pretty close to 40.
I like that little text thing. I actually am looking for, I keep meaning to look up to see if I can get a Morse code app that would allow me to identify my, you know, when my kids text me by Morse code, you know, who's texting me by Morse code. I was a little confused on that, whether that was an R or an A and an E, because it kind of spaces out a little bit there, if you know what I mean. But I did think it was an R, and I guess you heard me while I was talking. It came across
twice. I sure did. Where you at from home now, Shane?
Turn into my neighborhood, and I've got about two turns, and I'll be at the house.
Well, we sure was happy to hear that John, 10-4-RGN, was really doing good, and he's had both hips now replaced. And I just met him on the radio. It goes to show you the good of ham radio at times. And, man, he's a smart guy on top of everything else. But he was real helpful to Bernice tonight. Bernice talked to him some here, too. That's why I was late giving my call sign out there, because I thought I'd missed you. And I got showered and cleaned up early and come down early. And then I thought, I better call John. And Bernice had said the same thing. He says, yeah, he says, I got that written down, and but he's doing all right now. But I'll let you go, Shane, because I know you're getting in the driveway. It's 10 minutes till 9. Actually, it's about 8:50 and 40 seconds. And good to hear you tonight. Take care. In 4ZLK, in 0TR73s.
But Tom, I appreciate the ride along, and yeah, John is a nice guy, smart guy too. I was thinking about, they got the Geminis, I think, Geminis or whatever they are, the well, you know what they are. Shooting stars, that's not what we call them, but that's kind of going on right now. But it's kind of cloudy tonight. I think tomorrow night was supposed to be, either tonight or tomorrow night, supposed to be one of the peak nights to see it, but it's too overcast, I believe. And also, thanks for not talking about those cookies again, because Patrick was talking about them today. We'll talk to you later. Have a good night. N4ZLK.
It'll be a meteor shower, like the Perseids. Talk to you later. N0GR.